When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
News. Good news. I feel like we could all use some.
All right.
God forbid somebody finds asbestos in your basement. The Washington Commanders have opened the 21-day window for Sam Cosmi to return. He'll be at practice today. That is a good step.
That is a great one.
Yeah. That's a big deal. And we got a whole bunch of roster moves. Okay. Javonte Jean-Baptiste to the IR. I think we all expected that.
Yeah.
Antonio Hamilton, the corner, gets called up from the practice squad. And Robbie Chosen, we learned yesterday, added to the practice squad. So Antonio Hamilton now on the active. Brian, could Hamilton be the answers on the back end of the secondary?
We're going to find out.
He might get a chance.
You'll find out.
That is another veteran player.
Listen, I know, Jay, I'm simple when it comes to football for me. You know what could help the back end and also the cornerbacks?
You're not wrong.
The front. You know what could help the receivers and the running backs and the quarterback? The front. You know, it's like we make this thing complicated. Football is relatively easy. If the big guys are out there doing their job at a high level, everybody else's job come easy. So I think big guys should get paid more money than everybody else on the football field, to be totally honest with you. But they don't. Why? Because people get sold by the sexiness of other positions. They can't do a damn thing without the big guys doing their job at a high level. None of them. Quarterbacks, cornerbacks, none of them can do anything without the big dudes. So our big guys got to find a way to be consistent week in and week out. Not one week and then the next week they take a break.
Pro football is a symbiotic relationship. You need the front and the back. It's like trying to find a wife. You need the front and the back, right? Like,
you kind of lose me a little bit.
You prefer only one or the other?
I'm just saying. You kind of lose me on this one. Like,
Anthony is in. Line 5, Anthony is in Clarksburg. Anthony, do you approve of how things have been built, particularly in that wide receiver room thus far?
Particularly in the receiver room, I would say no. I feel like we've passed up on some guys in prior classes and drafted some guys who aren't even on the roster. Like, we could have had a valuable player there. It wasn't a problem like just now. During Ron, we were saying the same thing, but we used to have guys like Ryan Grant, like Mo Harris. When things get deep, you throw the ball out to a random guy and he's going to get it. We just don't really have that anymore. And Chris Moore is not that guy. We just need someone else. Luke had, he scored those 2 touchdowns. He was fine, but Jalen Lane should be getting those touches. And I feel like Jalen Lane could be like a Khalil Shakir, but you look at, the Packers. They don't have big names, but dudes like Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, They go out, they catch passes. Dudes on the Patriots, DeMario Douglas. Like, if you're going to trade for somebody, do that. Or Greg Dortch or something. But, like, you don't want to give up capital for someone like that. But you need more.
I don't know what all is available. I hear you right now. I also think you just need Terry healthy. This whole thing looks incredibly different if Terry's healthy. I'll keep the phone lines going, though. Sean is in Springfield. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, JP? First things first, I just want to show some love to you, JP. Everybody comes on here and tells B-Mitch how much they love him, which I do love you too, B-Mitch, but I always look forward to all ears with JP Finley. It's a great program.
My guy, thanks, buddy.
Of course. The receiver room, in theory, it's a good room, right, with Terry and Debo. But the second Terry gets hurt, it goes from like a B-plus to, you know, C-minus. Jalen Lane, 4-3 guy, helps a lot, but just not good enough. So, yeah, I would definitely say we need more. And Chris Moore, yeah, he is awful.
Yeah. 4-3 guy, you say not good enough. Every receiver that steps in as a rookie, for the most part, aren't good enough at that point. But they become good enough. But why is our expectations we want everybody to be perfect at their job when none of us are perfect at ours when we first take it on? None of us.
I can't stress enough, you lost your top receiver. Like, it's going to look different.
You lost your top receiver and another guy who was very, very impactful last year.
You said it earlier about Brown. Like, if you want to criticize and find flaws, maybe the reliance on Noah B was one of them. Because remember, he played 9 games last year, I think. Maybe it was 10, but it wasn't a full season, certainly. Our guy Trucker Dan is on the line. What's up, Danny boy?
What's up, man? Hey, first of all, I got to say this, man. You know why season is shambles? Because our main man, Rev, where he at, man? Rev used to take us to church every day. Oh, where he at? We need Rev on the line to call us every day to get our season back on track. That's why we losing, man. Second problem is scheme. We got players. I don't know what these guys are talking about. I'm going to tell you right now, we got players. Brooks is better than Martin. He should be on that field. Jalen Lane, he just needs to get his wings on his track. The boy, Luke McCaffrey, look what happened when they finally started throwing the ball. He caught it. Mm-hmm. So we got players. I called you guys last season to talk about Brooks out of Louisville. We got him. Then I called you guys last season again to talk about Chosen. Look at it. We got him now. It's like God on our side. Who needs to just scheme these players? We talk about that tight end. That tight end that's on our team right now. He had 2 great-ass blocks this time of Sunday. He was doing his thing. We just need to throw these guys the ball. I understand that we're trying to get Debo the ball a lot, but we got to use all our players if we want to see this open. I know Terry, he hurt. He going to come back. When he going to come back, he going to do his thing. We can't depend on Noah Brown. He always ended. I'd like him, for him to just be one of our practice players just because of that Hail Mary. I think he deserved that the most, but we got players, man. We just need to use them. And that's all I can say right now.
Thanks for the call, Danny. Appreciate you, bud. I like the spirit of that phone call that's like I think we've got to just have a mindset that, like, by and large, I don't know, I got a text from radio about Tyler Boyd, right? And sometimes name value drives what people think. Tyler Boyd had some great seasons with the Bengals. He went for 1,000 yards for 2 straight seasons in 2018 and 2019. Boyd last year was with the Titans, and he had 39 catches on 57 targets for 390 yards. Average about 24 yards per game. Now, maybe that's more than what you're getting from Noah. Maybe. But that is not a game-changing situation for your receiver. Lanville, you asked the question on the show sheet. Do you think they built the receiver room poorly?
I would have liked to have seen them maybe add a little bit more depth. I know they went out and got Debo, but wide receiver wasn't a particular strong suit of them last year, and I felt like they could have maybe used a little more upgrade there.
Last year they didn't have Debo. Last year they didn't have Jalen Lane. They went and got those 2 guys. They upgraded the room. You got 2 guys hurt now. So, of course, you're going to lose some depth. They have guys that can probably go, but I think this area, all we care about is names. Okay? Those names have to grow to become something too. Why don't we give our guys a chance just a little bit? Luke is coming around. Jalen Lane has shown you promise. No, he's not a finished product yet. But who the hell expects a rookie to be a finished product in week five? You know what I'm saying? It's like we are an area where we want it all, then we get it, we don't want it, and we don't want nothing to grow. Why?
Well, B, I'll say this. You hadn't been particularly high on Luke, and he's showing you something.
Yes, he's showing me something now. But the thing of it, he eventually started, because it wasn't that I wasn't high on Luke. I was pissed at the people who all call and say he deserved. He should be getting an opportunity. He wasn't getting an opportunity because he wasn't producing. See, that's the thing about it. We get people calling here every day telling us who should be getting it. The guy just said, Luke shouldn't be getting it. Jalen Lane should be getting it. Why? Just because you like that person more? These coaches understand what the hell they're doing, but they also know guys are not going to be a finished product as soon as they step on a damn football field. You got some type of growth plan, some type of growth. You need some time to grow and get there. And then when you get there, you start going. But if you had all the pieces in place, you have great depth. You can't tell me that those guys couldn't grow better without being thrust into the situation. See, Luke right now and also Jalen, they don't get that growth, that the growing time they were supposed to be getting. They're now thrown out there, and guess what? They don't have all the tools just yet.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, do you think people would be happier if they signed Odell Beckham?
Yeah, they probably would. And then they'll be pissed off if something don't go right. This is what we are. Listen, bro, our whole area, we always want. And when we get and it doesn't hit like we think, we blame the people that brought him in. But we the one that requested it, right? See, as long as we're sitting back, that nothing is pointing at us, we great. But, nah, you got to grow stuff sometimes. And the whole thing about it, the success they had last year has made people think that this team is better than what it was, than what it is. And don't understand, they're still building. They're not there yet. They're still building.
Kenny is in Largo. We'll try this again. Kenny, what do you think about this receiver room?
What's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me this time?
What's up, bro? Buddy, we got you, bro.
I'm good. I'm gonna say yeah and no, because Like I said, I agree with, like, you know, having vets and rookies combined together. But I'm going to say no, because we had that one receiver, and I know who I'm about to say, y'all. We had Vince Tensley on our team, bro. We had him, and we let him walk. How did we let him walk? How did that happen?
But did Mitch Tensley do what he's doing right now last year?
He had a great preseason.
He had a great preseason. I'm still asking the question. Did he do exactly what he's doing now last year? No, he had another year to grow. And he was doing that with Joe Burrow. I didn't see Mitch Tinsley or nobody do nothing last week.
I mean,
with the other quarterback,
he flashed when Sam Howell was quarterback, but and I can remember. So I don't know.
Not in the regular season.
Not in the regular season.
Y'all right though. But I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I would catch him over Chris Moore. I ain't gonna lie. I would catch him over Chris Moore any day.
I think that's a reasonable stance, dude. That to me is a reasonable stance. They definitely chose a veteran over a younger guy in Moore, and the performance has been underwhelming. Thanks for the call, Kenny.
But Mitch was here last year.
And 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he wasn't here this year.
No.
But Moore was kept this year. Mitch Tinsley.
His point is they could have kept Tinsley after.
They could have last year, but they didn't. And they kept him. And I think we had a great year without him. But then all of a sudden he signed with somebody else. They probably wanted to bring him back, but somebody else signed him. You know, I'm talking about the people that was in camp this year. Who do you choose from? You know, Chris did drop a lot of balls. And last week, he dropped one. But 2 weeks ago, people were like, oh, man, who was it?
The Giants
it was Chris
made
Moore.
A nice catch.
You know, so it's like this thing goes back and forth. You know, and we could nitpick everything every week. You know, you can find good stuff.
What I can't stress enough is the reason we're having a Chris Moore, Ja'Cory Brooks discussion is injuries.
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what do you think about the receiver room?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, Drew?
When I think about the receiver room, man, I'm still down here in Atlanta, man. You know, I'm still down here after the game. But what I take away from the receivers, man, I think they let a gem go, which, you know, now look like peanuts when they had De'Ami Brown. I think he would have been a very good if they would have kept him around and stuff like that. But also, I do think it has a lot to do with the scheme because we're one of the very few teams, you know, besides Terry, I don't see this team run no slants with no receivers. All our routes are out routes or fade routes or anything like that. I think it's a lot of in the scheming as far as getting open. And also with Terry, you know, I was a big, you know, I'm a big fan of Terry, but I told everybody, I said, with him holding out, I'm glad he got his money. I said, I feel that he's going to have an injury, which I didn't, you know, I didn't pray it on him. But still, even with Terry, they don't even use Terry properly because the first three games of the season, you're paying him top receiver money, but it's the routes they're running. So I do think, you know, let me ask you a question. Is Michael Gallup still out there, you know, because I know we had him in preseason. Is he still out there or he's signed with somebody else? But I think with the receivers.
He is. Yeah. Listen, to me, Gallup was a player that people knew who he was from his time with the Cowboys. I don't believe he's had a catch in the NFL in three seasons. I wasn't particularly impressed from what I saw. I don't think Michael Gallup's the answer to the question. If you're telling me 4 minus X equals 1, I don't think Gallup is 3. But thank you for the call. Seriously. Yeah. Let's go to... Ooh, let's get a fired up Mark from Largo.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm gonna be very somber because B Mitch is here and B Mitch is jumping my case. Him and Doc, so I'm gonna be very small. I think the receiver room is an embarrassment to Jaden Daniels, and I'm gonna tell you why I say that. I just wish it's I can understand why Terry and his agent did what they did with Adam Peters in the front office. Because when you make a trade like that with Deebo Samuel, and basically you have a receiver that you've known that's 4 months younger than Terry McLaurin, and you're probably going to have to pay him, Jaden Daniels is going to have 2 30-year-old receivers under contract, and he's going to be 25 in December in 2 months. And they're going to start breaking down. That's not a good sign, man. That's not a good sign at all, man. I mean, it's really an embarrassment. Was that was small? I wasn't bringing a lot. I didn't want to piss off JP because I love JP, even though people think I don't like you, JP. I do love JP.
I thought you didn't.
And
that's great.
and Brian, you know, I wanted to keep it. Look, everybody else in that draft class has got toys, but Drake May and Jaden Daniels. Think about that. Think about it.
Mark,
Michael Penix ain't going nowhere for 5 years.
What do you consider Terry and Deebo?
I think they're great, but they're 5 years older than Jaden. Okay,
Mark. They could be 5 years older than him, but he can perform with them, and then all of a sudden, then you start to bring other people in. I've discussed this many times. But what I'm saying is, Jaden had a great rookie season, right? And he was throwing the ball to Terry.
He had a great rookie season.
Terry was 5 years old. He was 5 years older than him.
Better last year than the ones this year.
He was 5 years older than him last year.
True.
If he comes and if they start playing, if they play for 3 or 4 more years and they ball out, you know, I don't think it makes a difference.
That's a lot, D. You know, it's a lot. I'm saying,
but you know, see, I listen. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I don't. Y'all spend a lot of money. Y'all follow the team. I love fans, but fans never think about today. Y'all always think about 5 years from now, 5 years ago. That's why the hell we don't get nowhere, because we don't ever think about what the hell we got right now and trying to make it the best right now. And right now, our problem is we not winning in the damn trenches. Simple as that. On a consistent basis.
If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to work our way back to the phones. Dan Quinn will speak to the media next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.